Cree, and I'm the founder of enlightenedbeings.com and the 90-day online super manifestation program, which I'm going to be sharing with you at the end of this video. So what I'm going to be speaking about today is something that's so essentially important to every human being on the planet, something that everyone needs to know deep down, that we need to know this from our childhood, all through the schooling system, all the way up to adult years. We need to know this information about how to manifest what we want. And manifesting is a science, it's a religion, and it's an art form. Okay, it's everything. It's what we are. We are manifesting beings. Okay, so whatever you think about, whatever you focus on, wherever your mind goes and its attention flows, energy goes there as well. And that's what shows up as your reality. So I'm going to talk about today the five secret steps to manifestation so that you can just get crystal clear on how to create the life that you want. Okay, because you have a dream ahead of you that wants to manifest. And for you to get in touch with that knowingness, that deep, deep knowingness inside of you that says, I can have this dream, I can have what I want. It's like, like life just gets so much juicier. So we want to just allow ourselves to be these manifesting beings that we are. We want to come home to this truth that we are always manifesting what we want or what we don't want. So I'm going to teach you today how to manifest what you want. Okay? So here's the first step. The first step is to get energetically clear with the feeling in your body of what you want. Okay? So the first step is about you coming home to your emotional body. Okay? And getting clear on the feeling, what it is inside of you that what do I really need right now? What's going to make me feel safe, abundant, secure, loved, rich, holy, happy, peaceful? What do you need? What do you need right now in your life more than anything? And then, so it's about getting really clear on the feeling of that, whatever it is. Okay, so like if you think, if I have a dream partner, okay, what's that dream partner going to give you? Sense of fulfillment, sense of satisfaction, sense of coming home to yourself. Okay, so just get clear, energetically, emotionally, mentally clear what it is that you really want to manifest. Okay, so be really super specific. Because the more specific you are, then whenever that thing comes or that person comes into your life is what you wanted to manifest, you will know. You'll know without a doubt, this is what I wanted because you were so specific, the details. So if it's a certain kind of person, certain soulmate relationship, you know, get specific on the feelings that you feel inside when you're sitting next to them on the couch or maybe when you see them from across the room, what kind of feelings come up for you. It's all about the feeling, okay? Manifestation is about bringing that feeling deeper into your body, putting more kind of fuel on the fire of the feeling of what it is you really want. And the more fuel you pour onto it, which is just basically pouring your attention onto what you want. So getting really clear first about what it is you want and then pouring all this emotion. Yeah, I really do want this. This is more important to me than all these things that I'm wasting my time distracted with and getting bothered and upset by, and I don't really want to do that anymore. I'd rather focus on what I really want to manifest and the feeling of having that. Okay, so the thing is feeling what it is like to have that in your life, to have that, say if it's that soulmate, what it is like to feel that soulmate is in your life right now. So you get clear on that feeling, you feel it in your body, you pour some more fuel onto it, you focus on it, you be vulnerable with it, you be emotionally surrendered to it, and be like, oh, wow, it's so amazing, such a relief, I feel so good inside. And you play with that feeling, okay, you entertain it, you wake up in the morning, you're like, yes, 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 this is happening to me. You kind of fake it till you make it on some level, because the universe doesn't really know the difference, you know, but if you're faking it, or you're actually real, okay? Your imagination is so powerful that the universe can't tell the difference between imagination and reality. So if you're imagining that person or that job or that money or that body or that energy or whatever it is you want to manifest, that it's already here now. It's already here now. And you feel it. And you're like, ah, it's here now. And every day you practice feeling it more and more. The universe is going to align with that reality. It's going to create your outer world to align with your inner world. Okay? That's how magical we are. Like, everything in this universe is made of magic. You know, intelligent, divine, conscious energy. And this magic is what we are. There, you can't escape from it. You can try. You can think that life is not magical. You can make a lot of beliefs. Say, life is very scientific and blah, blah, blah. It's not magical at all. But if you talk to the smartest scientists, they're going to say otherwise. They're going to say there's something deeper that we don't necessarily understand. You can call it magic that exists beneath it all. So quantum physics, you know, has become more of a closer to religion or spirituality this day and age than it has in many hundreds of years. So let that rational, analytical, doubtful, skeptical mind that you have, let it come to fruition. You know, bring your doubts about what you want to the surface so that you can let them go. Okay, because your mind is going to be like, oh, I don't know if I really want that. I'd rather maybe not want that, because then this and this comes along with it. If I get that soulmate, then I get all the commitment, responsibility, and, you know, I don't necessarily want a person in my life. I'd rather be alone. So there's all sorts of doubts that are going to stop you from allowing yourself to feel, really feel what it is you want. So you want to get clear, really, really clear. It's the first step to create crystal clarity on the feeling of having what you want and the sensation in your body of relief, satisfaction, ah. And you just say, ah, I have what I want. I have everything I want and more. And whatever I want is in the future is already coming to me now. Okay? So give yourself permission to step out of your comfort zone and want things and, you know, experiences that are going to stretch you. They're going to make you afraid to, you know, to take action. You know, something that is a little bit, this is where you're going to grow. Okay, is when it's a little bit out of your comfort zone, you're going to be like, I'm really going to have to stretch my experience of reality, my experience of myself, who I am, is going to have to expand. I'm going to have to let go of these limitations in order to get into this place of really feeling, okay, what I want as if it's here now. So there's a lot of work in this first step. You got to process through a lot of your doubts, your fears, your limitations, all of these things that get in the way. And this is a constant process of letting go, releasing, detaching, okay, constantly detaching from all the fears, limitations, the mind, okay, until you come into this crystal clarity feeling and vision, you're visualizing it, what you want. Okay, maybe you're not a visual person, maybe you're more kinesthetic, doesn't matter. Just get some clarity kinesthetically in your vision, in your imagination, maybe you hear it auditorily. So however it is for you that really gets strikes you deeply inside, where you get really, really real with yourself, like, this is awesome, I really want this in my life. And you just like, and you feel the sense of relief, satisfaction that it is in your life. Okay, and you just keep repeating this. And let all of the doubts come to the surface and just let those go. Okay, so this is the first step. And this step is in some way kind of complete. If you just do this first step, it's like again and again and again, you kind of purify all the blocks that are in the way, and then your desired outcome wants to come into your life. It just will happen eventually. Okay, so these other next few steps I'm going to describe to you are going to help speed along the process and make it more fun, more interesting, more alive, more energetically available for you to just be like, manifesting is so fun and easy. Okay? So that's the first step. The second step is going deeper into this level of detachment from the future. Okay, so the mind is going to project some sort of idea, some sort of vision about what the future is going to be. It's going to have a locked-in idea about this is what I want to manifest, and it's going to look like this, and it's going to have this certain, you know, visual to it, and a feeling as well. But it's like you want to have that, but you don't want to get hooked into it so deeply that you're Velcroed or super glued and you get attached to the mind. And the mind says, this is exactly how my future should be for me to be happy. And once you, if you get really locked in and rigid with your future, it becomes a block. You just cannot be an open palm and just receive. Just think about your hand. If you want to receive something in life, you have to be open, surrendered, vulnerable, willing to receive. Very feminine. In that femininity, you become so receptive that you just allow that desired outcome to come to you. It just falls into your lap. Okay? So this is about getting detached from the mind's addiction to the hard, controlling micromanagement of how the future should be. So you get an idea of the future, of your idea of what you want to manifest, but you don't hold on to it so tight that it can't grow and expand, right? You want to grab it and hold it like a bird in your hand and saying, this beautiful, beautiful bird that I have is going to fly one day, but I need to hold it and keep it safe. I can't let it fall, but I don't also want to like hold it so tight that it can't breathe. It can't evolve and grow. So this is how you want to hold your desired manifestation that you want to manifest, okay? So you just want to hold it really gently and with love and care and just kindness, gentleness, and flexibility that it's going to evolve as you do, okay? So you are a soul that has to grow here. You didn't come here to just be stagnant and stuck and suffer. You came here to grow out of your suffering, to evolve. And this is a natural part of life, is this evolutionary experience. And it's fun. It can be fun or can be a lot of pain, depending on your attitude towards life and towards reality. And so if you come at it with a more receptive, open, surrendered place of, you know, not getting so attached to the mind, what the mind projects onto others or yourself or the future, or even the past. The mind can make up all sorts of stories about the past that could block you from receiving what you want. That you may think, like say, if you wanted to manifest a soulmate, you may think, well, yeah, I was once with my soulmate and it turned out horrible, so I don't really want a soulmate. I don't want anything, you know? So that mind can block whatever we want coming towards us, okay? Because it has an idea of what the future is going to bring. It has a projected idea of what reality is. And the mind always falls short of what reality what reality is. So reality is always so much more amazing because it contains this infinite universe that's here now. Reality is the most amazing thing there is. But the mind, you know, is going to create this limited version of reality. It's going to create an idea about what it wants and what it thinks it's going to make itself happy. And that's what it gets attached to. So it's a very subtle game of like, you have to hold on to what you want, but not be so attached that you kill it. Okay, like that bird, you don't want to strangle it. So you want to be very gentle with it, but stay with it. Okay, this bird is coming right out of the egg and it needs your love, it needs your attention. It needs you to hold it gently and not let it fall. So you have to really hold on to your dreams, but with gentleness and non-attachment so they can grow. Okay? So keep in mind that the mind is very sneaky and it's going to come up with all sorts of reasons and excuses why you need to be in fear and be attached to certain ideas or philosophies or just assumptions or anything. It can make up any stories about why you should stay blocked, you should stay shut down, you shouldn't go for your dreams, you shouldn't step out of your comfort zone, okay? The mind is famous for keeping you stuck in a life that you don't love, okay? So this is about stepping into a place that's beyond the mind. I'll call it the heart, okay? So the heart is the center of your being. And so you got three chakras below, three chakras above. It is the center of manifestation. And so you want to keep your attention on your heart center as much as you can, 24/7, all day long. Keep bringing your attention to your heart. And when you do this and you slow down, you notice I just slow down and I'm bringing my attention to my heart, there is a sense of centeredness in this infinite universe. Okay? So the infinite universe responds. When I'm feeling infinite inside, the infinite universe starts responding to my connection to the infinity. Okay? So you stop living in the mind. It's so much easier to become detached from some projected outcome of how you think this person, this soulmate's going to show up in your life, or you think that this person is your soulmate and that you have to make the right move and say the right thing and then they will become soulmates. You know, it's like the life is so much smarter, way more intelligent than we can even ever imagine. And the whole matrix of how people and places and situations and everything fits so perfectly that we could never orchestrate the perfection that's around us in this infinite universe. It has trillions and trillions of galaxies, which have trillions of stars and trillions of planets and trillions of people. So this universe is huge, much, much bigger than our little tiny one little Earth and our little solar system. And so we have to really feel this vastness, this infinity, and this infinite possibility and potentiality that's all around us, and feel that connection with that, so that the mind doesn't get so wrapped up in that it's in control and that it knows everything, right? The mind is a very limited container. It can only handle this much information, and that's what it can handle in this moment. And then the next moment, maybe a little bit more, and it dumps out. Some old information, some new information comes in, and you grow and learn. Okay, so don't get identified with the mind. You are not your mind. Sorry to tell you, but you know, you may be very attached to your thoughts and ideas of who you are, thinking this is who you are, but you're not. You're the awareness, consciousness, the presence, the infinite soul that is behind the mind, that is watching the mind. You are observing your thoughts. Right? So that means that you aren't your thoughts. There's something watching your thoughts. So that's who you are. You're the watcher, the witnesser, the observer, the consciousness behind it all. And when you're in touch with that, then, yeah, you can watch how the mind projects these ideas onto the future and not get attached. Okay, so this is the second step, is how to stay non-attached from your goal, your desired outcome, but still keep it as part of the play of life, that you're holding this bird in your hand and it's just a baby and you're just helping it to grow. Okay, so that's step number two. Okay, so step number three is about going deeper into your manifesting vehicle, your body, okay? With deep relaxation, okay? Deep surrender and saying, I give this over to God, to the universe, to a higher divine intelligence to take care of the details, okay? Use me as your vessel. I'm just gonna relax, enjoy the ride. I'm not gonna get in the way and think about this should be different or that should be this way. I'm just gonna say, I surrender, and I'm just gonna relax. And the more you can relax into your own divinity, okay, into this soul that is at the core of your being, at the heart, and just relax, relax, relax all day long. Just keep letting go of the mind and all of its attachments, all of its projections, all of its judgments, da-da-da-da-da. And just come back to the heart, again and again and again, you start increasing your frequency, okay? You start raising your consciousness. You become more present, more surrendered, more relaxed in this moment, okay? Rather than anxious and stressed and what's the future going to bring and how am I going to make it happen? How am I going to pay my bills? Blah, blah, blah. Like that frantic mind and body don't manifest very easily. They manifest in a very, very contracted way and often do not even enjoy the outcome. So if you even get that dream soulmate that you want, you're not going to enjoy that person because you're so still stressed out if they're going to leave, you know? So it's really about coming back home to your body as a base of this is my home. I'm living in this body, and it's like, just so good to just relax into my body and feel that this is my vehicle for this incarnation, which I'm going to love and respect and cherish, but I'm not going to be attached to it because it's all temporary. Yes, we live in an impermanent reality. Everything changes all the time. So I'm going to treat this as an impermanent vehicle, but also as my home. And it will grow and change as I do. And the more I keep my mind on what my heart feels is the truth of what I want, then it's like, oh, okay. My mind just surrenders. My mind lets go of its ideas of how things should and shouldn't be and comes back home to the heart, okay? So again, this step is another level deeper into the heart where you're actually saying, I surrender my physical form to this divine relaxed universe. Because you see, like you look out at nature, you know, nature's so slow and relaxed. Like how fast does the grass grow and the trees? You know, how fast do the trees' leaves change color? Think about that speed. And look how slow nature is and how, like, the waves, they just move so slowly in the ocean, right? Everything has a very natural pace to it. And so do we. And when we come back to our natural pace, our natural slowed, relaxed, centered, divine speed, we become more empowered. We become a powerful, manifesting magnet. And this is the magic of this third step, is learning how to relax, which is about becoming detached from all your anxiety, all your worries, which is just the mind projecting into the future or in the past. It's just the mind, okay? Afraid that the past is going to repeat itself and whatnot. And if you look at every time you're afraid or worried, it's because of something in the past that you didn't clear with. You didn't find peace with it, and you're afraid it's going to happen again. You know, so just be really honest with yourself and just say, you know what, it's not true. It doesn't have to happen exactly that way. You know, that could happen totally different and new. Like the universe is a place of, you know, unlimited possibility. Okay? And if you really live in this world of this unlimited possibility, and you just like, yeah, anything is possible, a lot of fear in the ego is gonna come up. The ego is gonna be like, oh my gosh. That means everything bad is possible too. And you just sit with that. You just sit with everything that arises. You just really be with it and let it just come into you. Let all your fears and anxieties just come through you. Just even right now, just take one fear and anxiety that you have. And just take a breath and be like, okay, this is part of reality, part of the universe. It isn't everything. I don't have to keep focusing on it or try to get rid of it or avoid it or resist it. I can just be with it. And if you can be with it, it's not going to own you. It's not going to master you. You're going to be the master of it. If you can be with it, then it has to let go. Okay? It has to just dissolve on its own. And this is the magic of just being. Just being with whatever arises. Okay? And you just keep relaxing. And the more you relax, the more powerful you become. Okay, the more confident you become. You know, there's always fake, false confidence where people really pretend to be strong and they, you know, they act strong and they act professional and da-da-da. And it's like, that's all ego. That has nothing to do with real confidence, which is this place of just deep relaxation into the body, into the heart, into the soul, into this infinite being that you are. The soul is infinite. Okay? So just honor that. Honor that part of yourself that is infinite and is never going to die, okay? That your consciousness goes on and on and on forever. And so there's no rush to get anything done. So all that anxiety about you know, have to do it faster, and the you know, just pushing the river of life, all that just fades away once you realize that you're on an infinite journey that's never going to end. Yeah, your body's going to dissolve into the earth, you know, again and again and again, but you keep going until all of your dreams and desires are free, until you've let go of your attachment to everything on a completely deep level with intimacy with yourself, completely in love with life, completely at peace with your past and everyone in your past, completely at peace with everyone in your future and whoever comes to you in the future, completely at peace. And when you find 100% peace inside yourself, with the past, the future, with everything that you've ever done, then you reach this stage of enlightenment, you can call it, where you awaken to a vibration, a level of consciousness, where you're free. You're basically free from all of your karma, everything that keeps you bound to this cycle of suffering, this repeated suffering place that you're normally used to, going back to these same things and thoughts that make you suffer. You just keep going back until you wake up from your dream. So relaxation is absolutely like necessary for freedom, to really integrate, to be real in your body. Because if you're living in a state of anxiety and anxiousness, and your anus is really tight, and you're really afraid of what the next thing is going to happen, and you really have to stay in control, and you have to control everybody, and da da da. It's like one person makes one crazy thing, and then all of a sudden your whole world falls apart because it's so tight and tense. You know, if there's a relaxation, you're flexible, you bend and you move, and it's like, okay, yeah, this person is part of the matrix, and I don't have to give it power. I don't have to give it energy. I can just relax with it too and let it unfold whatever teaching that it has for me today. Okay? So that's the best way to treat people who trigger you and awaken this, like they upset you, is you teach them, you treat them like they're a teacher, okay? Because they are teaching you something, how to not be triggered. By triggering you and upsetting you, I'm like, okay, like you keep upsetting me, I'm not going to blame you for that, but I'm going to learn from that. I'm going to learn from you, and I'm going to learn that you're teaching me how to detach, to be free, to let go, and be free from this pattern that I'm hooked in. And that's, you know, how we grow. We grow through awareness. If you can have the awareness inside you that this, everyone who triggers you is your teacher, you're going to go really far in this lifetime. Okay? And you're going to raise your manifesting vibration and be able to attract everything you want with effortless ease, because you're going to be welcoming all the triggers. You can be like, yeah, wow, I really want to grow. Okay, who else can trigger me? You know, and just be like, just kind of like life is a playground. And you're here to play. So, yeah, you can play a much more powerful game when you're relaxed, physically relaxed in your body. And, you know, in this inspired place. So it's not like relaxed, so relaxed you're lazy and unmotivated. That's just lethargy. You know, this is more of a state of being at peace in a relaxed way with whatever shows up. And, you know, you can allow yourself to respond in a relaxed way, even if you're in a crisis. And that's, those kind of people are often the people who really help out when there's a crisis situation. So the more relaxed you are, the better you're going to be for everyone, including yourself, in any situation in life. Okay, so just learn how to relax your body more and more and more, deeper and deeper. Every situation, learn how to relax, how to respond from a place of peace, from a place of just consciousness, from your heart, and just saying, like, just following what my heart, you know, is telling me to do in each moment. And that will help you immensely as far as raise your frequency and help you to attract what you want. Okay? So that's the third step. Okay? Okay, so step number four is really, I love this step because this is really about how to trust. Okay? Trust is one of these things that we're not really taught in schools. It's something you kind of have to learn on your own. And trust is a vibration. And it comes through appreciation. It comes through how much can you appreciate everything, yourself, people, the world, the situation that you're in right now. How can you appreciate life? And when you appreciate life and you have gratitude for life and you can increase that gratitude every day just a little bit, just adding more and more gratitude, more and more love for life, then the trust that it's all unfolding perfectly comes along with it, okay? That you start trusting that every moment is perfect, even if your ego is not getting exactly what it wants right now, that you trust that this is a lesson that you need to unfold so that you can really feel so much more alive and more juicy and more awake and bring your awareness to a higher level of consciousness, because you know you're letting go of whatever block or issue or whatever, you know, problem is in the way that's, you know, that you don't trust life. You don't trust that this is a part of your growth. And so trust is saying yes to everything. You're trusting that even that person, the person that is totally untrustworthy and never follows through with their word, that you can trust that they're not going to follow through with their word, okay, most of the time. And so that's also trusting. So it's not like a blind trust that I'm just going to let everybody walk over me and just give everybody everything. No, it's like a very aware trust. It's saying like, I trust that this moment is exactly the way it needs to be and everything is perfect in this reality exactly as it is right now. And just welcoming life from that place of openness. So the trusting energy is really the fourth step. Is how can I drop into this heart center that just trusts that life knows best and each moment is guiding me towards the highest possible reality, highest possible infinite potentiality. Okay, that I can taste what that is. What is my infinite potentiality? And so when this trust opens in you, then you start to relax deeper into the soul, into the spiritual element of your being, which is where all the magic happens, where you really realize that there's something moving through you that's much bigger than what the ego mind thinks. This is what I want, and this is going to make me happy, and this is what I don't want, that's going to make me unhappy. It's like the ego is very calculating, but when you live in the heart, it's like, oh, wow, you know, I can have both. I can be aware of the mind living in duality and yes and no and right and wrong, but I can actually live in the heart and saying, wow, I'm at peace with the mind going back and forth, right and wrong, this is good, this is bad, and not buy into the story, because the mind just swings. The pendulum swings in the mind constantly. And, you know, it's about finding the third side of the coin, right? That's where you become free, is that edge of the coin is the third side, where you're not falling off on the left or the right, you're not in this is good, this is bad, you're seeing both. You're saying, wow, you know, once I get what I want, yeah, there's some good and bad things that come with that. Just like everything in the world of duality, you know, you're going to have good and bad, because it's still the mind saying, this is right and wrong, and this is going to make me happy. But there's also sadness that comes with happiness. So this is wonderful in a level where it's like you stop being so attached to your desires, because you know they're going to give you both. They're going to give you what you want and what you don't want. Okay, so then you can just relax with it and say, okay, but I still want, you know, this soulmate in my life. I still want this connection, even though it's going to give me all sorts of challenges, you know, that I may be not prepared for right now, but maybe in the future I will be. But do you see how, like, you're not letting go of this deeper yearning of what the soul is here for? So there's like these kind of deeper soul desires, if you can call it that, or like karmic desires. It's like things that you really want. They change as you age, you know, as you mature. You fulfill these desires in childhood that you know, that they're not important to you anymore. And, you know, sometimes you don't have to fulfill them, you just outgrow them, okay? So it's possible. You could just live in trust and live in the heart and live in the infinity of your soul And just all the desires just move through you and you don't get attached to if they manifest or not. And that's one of the highest places to live, is just completely non-attached and having fun along the way, enjoying when things manifest and when they don't. But it's not going to make or break your day. You know, it's like you're already living in the God source itself. You're living in this infinite moment of now with infinite potentiality, infinite energy, divine intelligence. Everything is accessible when you're completely present in this moment. So you don't, it doesn't matter so much, you know, if you get fired at work, or, you know, you get a promotion, or maybe you, you know, anything could happen in your life, and you're like, you just roll with it, because you're living in a different paradigm of what reality is. And that paradigm that I'm suggesting that you try on, like a new outfit, is this paradigm that anything is possible because you're an infinite soul that's never going to die. And if you live in that paradigm, that and trust will come out of it, okay, naturally. But if you live in that paradigm and you relax into it and you just surrender to the joy that comes through, that anything's possible and your infinite soul is never going to die, it's like, wow, like I really don't have very many problems from this point of view. You know, this perspective, you know, allows me to just enjoy life more, and I can enjoy my relationships more, and the money I have or the money I don't have that I think that I need to be happy, that I can just enjoy life as it is right now. And then if that manifestation of money happens or not, it's a bonus, but it's not gonna make me so much better happiness wise or just success-wise. It's like I've already reached the pinnacle of success, which is knowing that you are a divine being connected to the God source. It's never going to die, and you can manifest anything you want in this physical form while you're here. Just keep putting your attention on it, okay? Just focusing on what you want and keeping your attention off of what you don't want, okay? It's that simple. So trust is a huge part of this as far as manifestation in the 3D world. Now, if you want to like go beyond into the more spiritually evolved aspect of life, that's sort of beyond manifestation, it's like you don't even need trust. Trust is another concept. You can completely drop trust and just drop into this space of being present in this moment. Okay? Because if you're completely surrendered in this moment, there's this divine relaxation. There's nothing that needs to trust anything. But it's kind of tricky because there's a trusting energy there that it's just like something good overall is running the show of the entire universe. Okay, this divine intelligence is running the show and keeping everything balanced. And so that's what I speak about when I speak about trust. It's trusting that there is something much, much, much bigger and more amazing than we can imagine that is behind it all. And that our job as human beings here on the planet is just to let go and enjoy this divine creation as it unfolds, however it unfolds. And yeah, be clear about what we want, what we don't want, and just go along with the ride without trying to grasp onto and control everything and paddle backstream and upstream and, you know, make life a struggle. We've done that, right? Or maybe you haven't done it enough. Maybe you need to still effort really hard and push yourself until you're blue in the face, and then you're like, ah, and I give up. And the next day you struggle some more until you give up. And then the next day, until 20, 30 years of that, and you're like, okay, I'm still struggling. I don't really think I mastered this life because I'm still struggling. Okay? So when you get to that point, 30, 40, 50 years of struggle, and you're just not happy, you're not at peace with who you are, maybe try out this exploration of trusting the infinite, trusting something bigger than you, trusting that there's a divine plan behind it all, as if everything is predestined to occur, and your job is just to align with the highest predestination, your highest possible you. And, you know, you can align with the lowest possible you or the medium possible you. It doesn't matter. It's just how much can you open yourself to enjoying life, loving life, letting go of what doesn't serve you, and letting in what does serve you. Okay, so that you can really, truly, you know, have fun and see that this life is a celebration. You know, if you're not celebrating your life every day, you're just, you're missing it. You're totally missing the point of your life. Okay, I hate to tell you that, but it's true. You know, if you don't think life is a gift and you're not celebrating it, like, you're living in a delusion. Okay, an illusion that is deluded, and your mind is like life is a struggle. You know, it's not. You know, whatever section of your life that you're struggling in, that's your growth point. And life overall, like the existence of the universe and who you are in this, is just this magical creation. It truly is, and it changes every moment. And the more you can center yourself, you know, quiet the mind down, open your heart, relax into your presence and your essence, it's like it just becomes obvious, really obvious, that this life is amazing, okay? And you're a magical being in it, okay? So the fifth step is going beyond all of these steps, okay? The fifth step is living in this place that everything is a miracle, okay? And you're living from this knowingness that everything is a miracle. This body is a miracle, that all these cells, you know exactly where to go and how to fight the viruses or bad cells that are trying to kill you, and they're fighting every day to keep you alive, and they just know that. And it's a miracle that you're alive right now. You know, it's like the sun and the precise exact distance of the sun and the distance that it needs to create this warmth, this perfect warmth for the temperature of your body. It's a miracle. I mean, how exact is that? It's just perfect. Okay? And everywhere you look, you'll see the miracle of life and trees and how one seed of a tree over 1,000 years produces millions of trees. Okay, so there's a miracle happening here. And so when you're living as a miracle, expecting miracles, knowing that life is this mystery to be lived, not a problem to be solved, right? That's Osho, right? He's just like living as if everything is divine, and that this moment is miraculous and you are a miracle, then you can expect miracles to come in your future, right? You can live in this knowingness that the miracle is coming your way of whatever it is you want to manifest, and it's just going to miraculously show up, okay? You don't have to necessarily do anything to make it show up. You don't have to be the puppeteer behind your manifestation. You can just sit back and be like, okay, I'm just going to enjoy each moment of my life and expect the miracle to just keep producing itself, because this is the nature of life. Life is miraculous. And so then, yeah, maybe you can let go of the expectation on life. You can just live in the knowingness and the reality and the truth that life is a miracle to be lived. And so then you get out of the mind, which the mind likes problems to solve, you know, and how do I manifest? You know, what do I specifically do to manifest? You start getting out of that head trip in it, which is very narrow, and you start opening up to, wow, anything is possible. And that means, yeah, miracles are possible. And so, yeah, it's whatever you want can miraculously come your way when you are so surrendered to this moment and so tuned in to your divine intelligence that's coursing, pouring through your being all the time. When you really surrender to that divine intelligence that is here now, inside of you, inside of everything, inside of all matter is divine intelligence. And all dark matter, all empty matter, everything in the universe is made of this divine intelligence at the very, very base, you'll see that, yeah, the ego just feels a little bit embarrassed about all of its need to control and worry and be afraid and, you know, have all this anger and resentment towards others and all these things that you know, make life, yeah, more interesting, more juicy in some way. But it's like, okay, we don't have to be so attached to the problems, you know, per se, because we know at the very truth of the matter that life is this miraculous ride. And so the problems are just like these little fun kind of, you know, interesting side effects of life that, you know, that make it more interesting. You know, we have to have everything in the universe. We can't leave anything out. If we are divine intelligent beings that are never going to die, we want it all. You know, we want to have all the struggle to deal with as well as all the release and the healing and the feeling of freedom. We want everything. And so we want options. We want to be unlimited because we are. And so we can't push away anything. We can't say, okay, no more suffering, no more struggle, no more problems. It's not about pushing away anything in your mind. It's about seeing the truth. And the truth will set you free, okay, as we know. So just allow yourself to see the biggest, biggest truth in the universe. And that will set you free. And the truth continues to open in each moment. It's not just one truth. It's billions and trillions and trillions of truths upon truths that open up. And you're living in this reality, excuse me, of infinite truth. And in that infinity of infinite truths that just keep opening and opening to more and more truth, you start to just... your ego just dissolves. Your ego can't handle truth. You know, the ego only knows control. The mind only knows control. So it's like when truth is, you know, coming in, which basically is the universe, the truth is this moment, when you start to really open up to the truth, it's like, yeah, your ego just becomes very humble. And in that humility, you start to find freedom. You start to find your home in your body, in your mind, in your heart. And it's a beautiful surrender. You know, often people think, oh, this guy wants me to surrender. I don't want to surrender. I don't want to surrender my life to any of this. That's the ego. The ego likes to fight and control and hang on and prove its point and be right. No, that's just another element of suffering. You know, when you learn how to let go, you know, you can just go with the river, and the divine, you know, trust the divine river is going to take you to your highest experience as a soul, which is the whole purpose of your life, right? Is to get into this this awakening, this deep, deep spiritual awakening. Okay, so it's about freedom, it's about awakening, it's about enlightenment, it's about you manifesting your dreams. It's about you letting go of this idea of you, of who you think you are, and dropping in more to this potentiality of this unlimited possibility of who you are. And just being open, just being like that open palm saying, I'm open to what comes my way, and just really getting clear on what do I really, really, really want, and taking that risk to write it down. Write down everything that you want and circle the top five desires that you really, really want more than anything, and put that on your manifesting agenda of what you are going to feel every morning when you wake up. You're going to feel these five things that they are already happening, and you're just, yes, thank you, universe. They are happening to me, through me, for me, and to help me to see that I am this unlimited divine being that can create all of my dreams and more. Okay? So, be gentle with yourself. This lifetime is challenging and rewarding at the same time. So, be gentle with whatever self-criticism that you have, or, you know, just that part of yourself that is not truly accepting yourself and all of your parts that you think are not supposed to be the way they are. Accept those parts. This is part of your ability to grow in frequency and vibration when you can become more self-accepting who you are and who you're not. And just be like, this is who I am right now. Okay, take it or leave it. This is who I am right now in this moment. You know, with all these limitations of the mind and this infinite aspect of the heart, this is who I am. Okay? And you just come to a deep acceptance of who you are in each moment, and you'll find that everything manifests so much easier and so much faster. Okay? And you have a lot more fun. And that's basically what I love teaching, is how to have more fun in your life. Okay? Which is, for me, it's all about bringing more of the tantric element of sensuality into life. And this opens up even more of a gateway to receiving, becoming even 1,000 times more receptive to life when you open up that sacred sensuality, sexuality in your being. You're just like, yes, I am ready to receive all the goodies, all the orgasmic love and divinity that life wants to pour through. You know, and so, yeah, everything is sacred. You know, everything is sacred. And just honoring that, you know, God is in everything, right? If you can accept that, then yeah, you're going to go really far. And the mind gets in the way and says, no, God can't be in this section. No, that's not God. Well, yeah, you're going to live in a very limited little bubble of, you know, suffering, okay? Very tight, contracted reality. So just try to let go of all your ideas of what is should and shouldn't be, what is right, what is wrong. Just live in, anything's possible. Yeah, maybe there's another level of freedom, of potentiality, possibility, living in the state of, just that I'm a divine being in a human form. And I'm here to help awaken the world to this by becoming more awake myself and more aware that this is who I am. And just that is enough for your whole life purpose, you know? And then from that high vibrational state, living from that place, that space, you start to manifest everything that you want because you're living at such a high frequency. So there's many, many different ways to attract what you want, to raise your vibration so that what you want just comes to you, okay? You get the blocks out of the way because your vibration's so high. Okay, but it's just about you following the flow, you following your heart's truth. What is your heart speaking to you in this moment? You know, what is it saying? Where to go? What decisions to make? What to eat? What to think, believe, breathe? You know, breathe or not breathe. I mean, it's like the heart just knows each moment what the flow is. And just to follow that flow instead of the ego, because the ego is like, this is going to make me happy, you know? And really, it's going to make you temporarily happy. Okay, so it's kind of a play. You got to honor your desires, honor the ego's desires, and yet don't get attached to thinking they're going to make you happy. Okay? And the ego is definitely going to be right about what it thinks is going to make itself happy. So just let the ego have its opinions, but you continually come back to the heart. And that's where your base is. Okay? So I have a whole program to help assist you in this. It's called the Super Manifestation Program. It's got over 50 plus different manifesting meditations. And you listen to these meditations, they help you relax, go deep inside, where you start to visualize what you want. Okay, as if it's already here. And it really helps speed along the manifestation process. And then I have the 8 habits to raising your manifesting vibration. These habits are in the manifesting manual. You get this part of the package. There's 2 e-courses, one for money, one for learning more about manifesting. You're gonna get a whole lot more e-books. Spiritual e-books help you to become more in touch with the divine spiritual being you already are. And there's a lot of new spiritually based meditations to help you become more connected to that divine essence inside of you. So the Super Manifesting Package at supermanifestor.com is the portal that I've created the last, since 2004, to help people to develop their manifesting powers and their natural ability to manifest. And it's something that you can download instantly at the website and start to integrate and grow as a powerful manifesting being in your world. So again, my name is Joffrey, founder of enlightenedbeings.com and the Super Manifesting Program, which you can also find at Enlightened Beings. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I really appreciate you tuning in. Okay, thanks so much.